Welcome to the Igniting Souls podcast with Carrie Oberbrunner. Carrie believes if you want to experience clarity in business and in life, then discovering who you are, why you're here, and where you're going is a must. The Igniting Souls podcast is dedicated to help you do just this. And now, here's Carrie.
Hey, today I was on the phone with my screenwriter for Elixir Project, and she asked me a question, and I was massively prepared, and I think I shocked her. So what am I talking about? I'm talking about that I have no training in fiction writing, that I have no clue what I'm doing, but I'll just tell you what works. I'll tell you what works. Sophie asked me today, she said, Carrie, it'd be good in the next few months if you identified what type of actors and actresses you would like to play in your movie, Elixir Project. And again, folks, 100% not sure if this is even going to happen. We're preparing for it because that's what we do. That's what we do. That's what Elixir Project's all about. It's about idea anatomy and how you just speak it. And you believe it to be so, and you keep taking massive action. But she said, Carrie, I'd like you to spend a while thinking about each character. And I said, Sophie, are you serious? I said, guess what? In fact, I want to do this here right now. This is crazy. I'm going to do this. I'm going to show you a special folder. Wow. Here we are. You ready for this? Here we are. These pictures. I'm going to show you a bigger example here in a moment. Look at these dates. 2016, 2015, 2015, 2016, 2015. I picked out the actors and actresses 4 years ago. Do you see that? 4 years ago, going on five for some of these, I picked out the actors and actresses I wanted in Elixir Project. That's what I'm talking about. You have Aries, you have Kai, you have Siobhan, you have Chloe, Damon, you have Erida, you have Kieran, Leilantos, Lyric, McNulty, Nick, Phoenix, Ophion, Pallas, Phoebe, Sienna, Styx, Tilda. The point is this, folks. That's how I had to write my book. I had to literally get in my head 4 or 5 years ago, who do I want to play in this movie? And when I wrote the book, that's exactly who I envisioned. Every single scene. It was, there she is with red hair. There he is with darker skin. There she is with that type of dress on. There he is with that type of weapon. That's what I'm talking about. So I'll just give you a little bit of this here. You ready for this? Here's Métis. Now some of you know who that is. I want her in the film. Here's a guy named Pallas. Pretty buff dude. So when I wrote the story, that's what I thought about, right? We have, I'm embarrassed to, no, I'm not. I was going to say I'm embarrassed to show you some of these pictures, but the reason why is because, it sounds odd. It sounds odd to plan out your characters 5 years in advance. But there's Leilantos, okay? I'll show you Erida. There's Erida. Okay. Here's the point, folks. This is what I needed to do to get the story outside my head because I'm a nonfiction writer. And I knew that if I ever wanted to see this become a movie, I needed to pick out the characters. So I have this little folder of mine, and that's who I went to when I began to write the scene. Now, maybe that's normal. It probably is. Who even knows? I wouldn't know because I'm not normally a fiction writer. But that's a tip that I've used, and now it's coming true. At least that's what I'm believing to be true. And I want to encourage you because you have something inside your mind. And whether you're a fiction writer and you're going to take this and apply this lesson today on that point, or whether you're saying, gee, I want to have a speech sometime in that auditorium, or I want to dance on that stage, or I want to do art in that auditorium. That's what you need to do. I call it first creation and second creation. First creation was me 5 years ago, you know, 2015. Looks like June, February. But anyways, my point is you gotta believe it in your head first, and then it comes true. This is Cary Oberbrunner, Be a Soul on Fire. If you need anything, let me know. Try to help you out. Try to help out everybody. Definitely join our community. If you want to keep tabs on this project, this story that's going on, subscribe to The Daily Show. We'll keep giving some practical tips along the way. Take care.
Thanks so much for listening to the Igniting Souls podcast. As a subscriber, we challenge you to be more than just a passive listener. Show up, filled up, and become a member of the tribe. Visit us on the web at caryoberbrunner.com. Remember, the most powerful weapon on earth is the human soul on fire.